Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a coverage episode of Comic Chronicle. And as always, I'm your host, Society's Mutant slash Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming from you from Phoenix, Arizona. All right. So today, guys, on this coverage episode, we're going to be taking a look at the DC Comics lately. It came out not too long ago. A series based on Poison Ivy called Poison Ivy, The Cycle of Life and Death. Now, great poison is not like Poison Ivy just destroying everything. We'll get to there, folks. We'll get to there. It's written by the wonderful Amy Chu, and it's art by Clay Mann. And it was a mini series that was, of course, it got released January 20th of 2016. So, like I said, not too long ago, just about a year, actually. Well, a little bit over a year. All right, and the synopsis is the story takes place on the villain Poison Ivy. And it gives her more than just her being the sexy plant villain who seduces men all the time. It gives her more character. Amy Chu does a wonderful job of making her seem more human, quote unquote. It gives her character. It makes you love the villain for who she is. Not because she's like, oh, hey, pretty boy. But like, she defends, she fights. You see her as she fights for the earth, the green, as you will. And she tries to raise her own kids. So we see Poison Ivy as a motherly figure, and also she does do her villainous things. Do not get me wrong on that. She's not like Goody Two Shoes hero. She does do villainous things. She is her old self in some ways, but then she's also a new self. And it's a role we've just, first off, we haven't seen her as a mother before. Second off, we haven't seen her in a role like on her own before. Being a new character, being a villain, being also somewhat a hero, and trying to live a life that's, you don't really see that too often, while also doing some dastardly things. And also, she does pull the card of, hey, sexy man, sort of thing going on, which, I mean, what the hell, why not? Added a little bit in there, too. Because it's been a while since we've seen Poison Ivy in that sort of limelight of her being her character and whatnot. Now, I want to move forward, guys, and say, and there's a couple key little things in here. She works at the Botanical Gardens in Gotham City. So surprise, surprise, as undercover as Pamela Isley. She still uses her name in that, but her record's been mysteriously erased. So that's a little bit of the key things in there. And she said that she had a little bit of help from someone. So we most likely probably think of Bruce Wayne or Batman because he knows she'll have a pretty good chance. Little does she know this murder is coming its way, like you dumbass Bruce, once again. Alright. Now, we do have also a little nod towards Gotham City Sirens in here, that fun little storyline and whatnot, and little triage of Harley Quinn, Catwoman, and Poison Ivy, because we see a guest appearance of Harley Quinn, nonetheless. Only in the first issue, of course, but then, like, she's like, you're red and all that. Then they do just have some fun at a bar. Very great. As a review, guys, I'm going to give this one, I want to get it out there, as you can probably already say, 5 out of 5. It gives character back to a great Batman's rogue gallery villain. Great character development in there, and it gives also a great story. You get great character development, you get great story of Poison Ivy. You also get new characters in there as well. I can't really spoil it, obviously her kids are in there. The Botanical Gardens people are in there, and I don't want to say too much because it is only a 6-issue series, short, but it's short and sweet. Kind of like a sweetheart or something like that, or actually, scratch that, Smarties. That shit is sweet and short. Just recommendation, never snort a Smartie, guys. Long story, but recommend you guys pick this up if you're a fan of Batman villains or if you want to read something good on Poison Ivy. Amy Chu, if you happen to be listening to this, or Claymon, no, I guess, do know this, fantastic work. Thank you for giving us Poison Ivy, The Cycle of Life and Death. I know you guys have been praised for it on it before and everything, but just utter beauty work, and the art in there too, knocks it out of the park. It fits so well with it. The villain in there is amazing, and how the villain's done in there at the very end, and I want to talk more about it, but I cannot. It's one of those, spoiler-free on this. I want you guys to go out, go buy it. I want you to spend the money. I don't want it to be like going poor buying it, but go out, get it, read it. Just go out and read it. whatever way you can. Just go out and read this phenomenal work and then say good things about it. Recommend it to others. That's how it is. Caring world. We're giving world out there. Like some people in power. Won't name names. Not yet. But just read it, guys. Read it. All right, it's another short little sweet coverage episode for you guys today. So make sure you check out Poison Ivy, The Cycle of Life and Death. You can also get it in. You can probably pick up single issues at your local comic book store. Or you can buy the volume itself, probably for about $15 to $20, depending on tax, Canadian region, and whatnot, wherever you listen from. Alrighty, guys and gals. If you have any recommendations, as always, go ahead and put them in at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. Message me, tweet out. Or if you got any reviews, good or bad as they may be, I don't care. I want to still hear them, guys. And also make sure you subscribe to the channel on iTunes if you're listening to us on there. Or whatever you are listening to me on, either Podbean or whichever. So thank you, guys, as always. And hopefully you guys check it out because, well, worth it. I just wish you could talk more. I really do. These are short kind of review coverages, but it's still worth it, guys. Alrighty. As always, I want you to stay classy. Stay classy, Sycamore.